Hey, y'all, I'm going to take a second to give a quick shout out to the official mortgage lender of the Huntley Feet podcast. That's Casey Burns of Prime Lending Mortgage. I've known Casey for 10 years, and he's the only lender I use. I've used Casey to purchase two houses, and the process has been seamless and easy each time. He's the heart of an educator, and he truly cares about what's best for his clients. He specializes in VA loans, but can handle FHA, conventional, and investment loans as well. He's a true expert and specialist in his field, and there's no one I recommend more than Casey. You can contact Casey at casey.burns@primelending.com. Reach him by phone at 919-710-1864. You can also check out all his reviews at www.closewithcasey.com. Thanks, y'all.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Tuesday Tips brought to you by the Hunt Lifty podcast. I'm running host tonight. I'm Bobby McCready, and we've got a pretty decent topic, I think, for you that we've actually had requested by somebody to, you know, cover a little bit of this. And I'm also here with two very familiar voices. We have the OG Chadwick Strickland himself coming at us from the great peach state of Georgia down there. What's going on, man?
Not a whole lot, man. What's going on with y'all?
You know, we're chilling, and I'm really excited that we're able to jump on. And I don't care what anyone says, you are the most determined guy. He is sitting in his truck at work right now with a laptop on his fucking dash and his Yeti microphone screwed basically to his steering wheel. I've never seen anything like it. Like, this man is committed right now to this episode. How much we want to give this info.
I thought about bringing like just some headphones and doing it off my phone and everything. And then I'm like, nah, man, moderation's for cowards. Fuck that. I'm going to set the whole thing up right here in my truck.
A mobile podcast studio in his truck at work. I love it. And then, of course, from the my man from the north over here, the Long Island man, Frank. What's going on, Frank? How are you, man?
What's happening, Bobby? Thanks for having me on. I'm excited to talk about this topic because it's kind of a big part of my life, you know? Part of the group.
I feel like this is like a big part of everyone's life now. But like, we're recording this, what are we, 4 days after New Year's now. So people are getting, should we even say what the topic is? I'm just like talking about this. We're talking macros and hunting. What are you bringing? What are you preparing? What's going on mid-hunt? What's going on pre-hunt? What's going on post-hunt? All of us are hunting different things here, so we want to know, what's in the bag that we're packing for snacks to keep us on, if you got a New Year's resolution, on these diets? What's keeping you? What's keeping you rolling right now? So that's what kind of brought us to this, is someone reached out to us and said, hey, man, I got New Year's goals that I'm determined. I'm doing a new program by Hunt, Lift, Eat, and I want to stay committed to this program, but I'm going hunting, and every time I go hunting, I'm always grabbing something shitty, and I'm feeling a little bloated out in the woods. So how are you hitting those goals, or what are you bringing to help you while you're eating in the blind or tree stand or walking for geese or whatever it might be? So that's what we're covering today, and I hope that we can get some information across to you guys. And without further ado, I'm going to let the man in the truck kick us off here because he's determined to get this tip out of here.
All right. Thanks, Bobby. So my tip with this is something, it's funny that we brought this up, and for everybody listening, I did not know this was going to be our topic, but I actually just started probably 2 or 3 days before New Year's making some meals and counting calories and making sure I'm getting my proteins throughout the day. And obviously a big thing that everybody needs to know is that if you don't plan, then you're going to mess up along the way. And that's okay. If you do, just get back on it the next day or try to keep your calories in check throughout the rest of the day. That happened to me the other morning. But one thing I've been doing that's real simple is making little flatbread pizzas out of a thin slice of bagel and low fat cheese, turkey pepperoni. You can put 4 of them in some sandwich baggies and take them out in the woods with you if you're on an all day sit. And they're really filling, and they don't make you feel bloated afterwards. And no matter what you're using to keep your calories in check or get your proteins in, one tip I do want to add is always take it out of whatever wrapper it's in and put it in a sandwich baggie. Don't put it in a Ziploc. Don't put it in nothing like that. Just roll it up in a sandwich baggie, pack it in your pack, pack it in your pocket, because they're a lot quieter. We all know that those little Debbie wrappers are loud. We all know tinfoil is loud, but definitely put that food item, whatever it's going to be, put it in to the sandwich baggie. Why are you laughing, Bobby? Because you said I'd be covering little Debbie cakes tonight.
No, because I'm laughing because that is a pro tip right there, man. And yeah, sure, you did cover little Debbie Christmas cakes, but you know, hey, that's all right. That's a good snack right there too.
It's a staple.
And you're
it's
a man. Staple. It is a staple. That is true.
Are you selling those things there, Chad?
Do what?
Oh, weren't you selling one of those Christmas tree cakes a little while ago?
No, not me.
Somebody put one on their store from the group.
If anyone's selling a Christmas tree cake, I'll take it.
I'll buy it.
That was definitely one of the Caleb's probably hustling Christmas tree cakes.
Postseason now. Moving on to Valentine's Day. But that is a pro move, man. I do the same thing, and I think it's one of the best. But I can honestly say I'm a cheap son of a bitch, and I only bring one, and I put everything in the same bag, so everything tastes like beef jerky. So it's you might want to separate them. You know, you gotta separate.
You don't let your food touch, man. That's disgusting. When you make a plate, you don't like separate it all. You put it all in one big pile.
Are you kidding me, man? Everything is a bowl in this house. You put everything in a bowl. That's how you eat. That's how you get your macros. Eat like a dog, man. Just put it all in a bowl and just scarf it down. That's it. No,
you get your macros separately, one at a time.
Are you like one of those kids that were like really picky that if their food touched, you weren't eating, like you threw a fit at the table?
I'm not really picky. I don't like the juices to mingle. It's gross.
It's all going through the same place, man.
That's also a pro tip, I guess. Don't let your food touch. All right, you heard it here first. Frank, man, what do you got for us? What are you doing? What are you hunting with? What are you going after? What do you got?
All right, well, first and foremost, Happy New Year. Like, you know, you all said, most of us probably fell off a little bit. I still track, even when I know that I'm going to eat more. I just adjust whether if I eat high fat for a day, I'll like drop the protein down or I'll drop carbs. You know, that being said, don't wing it. So first and foremost, figure out what your macros are, right? It's a new year. There's multiple sources, multiple apps, multiple free calculators, right? That you can figure out your macros. Stick to one tracking unit, one tracking app, right? Use that app. And then what I do is, especially if I know that I'm going to go away for a weekend and it's going to be a lot of just eating whatever, right? I try and not wing it. I'll try and actually pre-plug in what I'm going to eat. Listen, we all like beef jerky, all right? I'm not going to lie. I eat, you know, beef jerky. But if I have time, I'll plan out like a peanut butter and jelly. Bananas are great. Some kind of fruit. Something that you could be eating on and it's not going to be too loud, right? I'm protein shakes, protein bars. I'm even known to bring like a little plastic a container with like chicken and rice in it, right? I mean, it depends. If you want to watch what you know, certain smells.
Oh, yeah.
I guess it kind of just depends on where you're at, right?
But you're like straight up cooking hibachi in the ground blind, just like, you know, got those two little chopstick things going. You're just going nuts, aren't you, in there?
Sometimes you got to do what you got to do, Bobby. You just got to hit those macros. But, you know, that being said, is that, you know, I for one, I bring quick, easy stuff. If I know that I'm going to hunt, say, like today, right? I hunted for the afternoon. I brought a protein bar and a granola bar and like one bottle of water, you know? Okay. And to, you know, piggyback off of Chad, I removed everything from its packaging and I put the protein bar in a Ziploc because there's nothing like hearing like when a deer comes out. It's like, oh shit, and game over. So just my tip, don't wing it, pre-plan.
And that's fine if you bring a whole meal like that, chicken, rice, or whatever. I think that that last trip I went on where I was doing all day sits back-to-back-to-back, I brought a burrito from the Mexican restaurant the night before. Just chicken, rice, and cheese in there. I mean, as long as you keep it in something quiet and, you know, it gets you through your day, then you're good.
There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. It depends.
I love that.
Some people take a break, you know, midday, and they'll go back to you know, their truck. At that point, sky's the limit. You know, bring a grill, whatever you want to do. I mean, it is not beneath me, though, to bring some MREs. I know some people have mixed feelings about that, but it gets the job done. It's a little high in sodium, but.
A little lasagna and water. Just mix it up. You're good. shake it up. I really like that.
The real OGs don't even heat their MREs up anyways. You just eat it all out of the pack, and that's it.
Yes, sir. I can't mess around with those heaters too much. I burn myself away too many times doing that.
Yeah. Frank, what app are you using? Like, I noticed you said app. Like, what app are you using to track the food grade? Like, are you scanning items to say, oh, this is the macros of this? Are you using one of those, or are you just...
Yeah, so nowadays, pretty much most of the apps will have a pretty large database and allow you to scan. Honestly, my favorite one I've been using probably for 15 years easily is MyFitnessPal. It's free. Well, at least there's a free version. Right? Yeah. Well, there's still a free version, right? And then you can actually go online and you can actually edit it. So instead of it saying like breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you can add it in meal one, meal two, meal three, meal four, meal five, meal six, however meals that you can eat, right? And I mean, their database is very, very large. And then there is paid apps. So there's an app, for example, I use a lot. It's called a Carbon Diet, right? And it's almost like a coach in there. There's a check-in every week, and either you're in line with your macros and then it adjusts it, or you're not compliant and you know, whatever. That, you know, I think that's like $10 a month. But I would say start off easy, use the free app, and their database is phenomenal.
Yeah. You know, those apps are really, really good. I did come across one. I guess, like, just like anything, take it with a grain of salt. You know, like, still look at it, still kind of use some common sense to it, because the other day, somebody, I guess it was, I saw a TikTok and they said, oh, this app's amazing. You got to try it. I'm like, all right, let me give it a go. I ended up downloading it and I scanned one of my protein bars that I have probably every day in my life. It's been the same brand for 3 years. And I know exactly what's in that bar and I know that it's a great bar. I know there's no sugar. I know the macros on it by heart. I scanned it and it gave it a food grade of C-. I'm like, what the fuck? Like that sounds really weird. And then it said below it, it said recommend it Clif Bar. I'm like, a Clif Bar has like 26 grams of sugar in the thing. And then I noticed it says add next to it too. So they're like, oh yeah, don't eat the healthy shit. Here, eat the shit that we're paying us. I'm like, I couldn't believe it, man. So that's something that it's definitely, you know, scanning things is phenomenal and getting the idea of what your macros are, but just take it with a grain of salt that there might be some little hidden things in there that might throw it off a little bit.
Well, yeah, actually, you know what? And if you do scan something, check the SKU, because depending on what it is, some like supermarkets, they'll actually change it to their own SKU. It'll scan, but it'll be like cross-correlated with something else. It does happen. Even certain protein bars do that also.
Yeah, and so and sometimes...
What protein bar are you on?
Quest Bar, baby.
Oh, God. Okay, not bad. A little chalky for me. Chad, what were you saying, man?
I was saying, and sometimes some people's version of what, like you're saying, of healthy isn't necessarily the version of healthy that you're going for. You know, like a bunch of people will think, oh, let's pack a Clif Bar in my bag and stuff like that. No, that's just because it's on that aisle in Walmart doesn't mean that it's something that's necessarily going to fit what your plan is. And then Bobby's plan might be different than Frank's plan. So, I mean, the scanners and stuff are great, but like Bobby said, definitely take that with a grain of salt. You can kind of figure out, like Frank said earlier on, use whatever calculations you're going to use and try to stick to that. Figure out what your calories are, figure out what your protein intake is going to be. And as long as you fit that in there, what some of these scanners and other people's versions of healthy doesn't necessarily matter, because it has all that other added stuff in there that they're not necessarily talking about. And then another thing is, like Bobby said, sometimes they just got skin in the game. And that's usually a lot of it was pushing these products out there to people.
Yeah.
Definitely. Well, you know, since I plugged my Fitness Pal, right? FYI, don't use their macros. Because my experience with them has been, it's more so geared towards people who are not working out. And this is what I've spoken with a lot of people, right? There's so many other facets and free, like calculators to go figure out your macros, right? For example, freedieting.com is pretty good. And then you can just, you know, do a search. But through my experience, MyFitnessPal is amazing for tracking. Their database is awesome, but I personally don't recommend their macros that they give you. Again, you know, try it out stick to it for a few months and see where it goes. I mean, as with anything, you know, don't half-ass it. If you do macros, you know, do macros. Don't do macros, you know, this week and then do keto next week and then do something else the following week. Stick to it. You know, give
yo-yo
time.
Diet.
Correct. Give it time to actually work. And then otherwise, you're just going to be, you know, yo-yoing. It's the same with like, you know, jumping workout plans. It's just not going to work.
Yeah, 100%. That's great stuff. Well, I guess that brings me into my little bit of a tip, I guess you would say, is I'm hunting whitetail and I'm hunting in a blind. So I'm actually sitting still, not moving at all. And, you know, a lot of us are doing that. So depending on the weather, I kind of adjust what I'm eating. So I kind of like to eat heavy carbs when it's colder out. I'm trying to keep myself a little bit warmer, trying to burn some, you know, burn some energy off and sit in my stand that way. But normally, like I said, I'm kind of the guy that like eats like a dog when I'm on something strict. So I kind of don't want to stray from it at all. I wake up, I'm not cooking in my house. I'm not grabbing things. So let's face it, it's going to be gas station food. So what am I going to grab at the gas station that I can find that's going to meet me kind of in the middle, be a healthy alternative to what I'm trying to shoot for and with a higher protein or whatever I'm going for. So I always do, I don't know where everybody's listening from. We got Wawa over here, and Wawa is the holy grail church of macros if you know what you're getting there. At any hour of the day, you can make a chicken and rice bowl for breakfast if you wanted to. Don't recommend it, but you know, if you want to do that at 5 a.m., 4 a.m., go for it. I'm always going for three things. I'm grabbing my three packages of eggs, the hard-boiled eggs. There's two in there, and I'm grabbing two bananas. So I have my carbs on my side with my bananas, and then I have my proteins with my eggs. I do not eat the yolks. I eat the egg whites, so I'm not overeating, you know, a ton of eggs trying to walk into the woods. And then that actually fills me up until I'm out of the woods. So I can actually go there. I mean, sometimes I'll leave, you know, afternoon, come home, or if I'm sitting for a majority of the day, I can kind of coast by with that. And then my other thing is I have to get a rain energy drink. I have to. It's just in me. I don't care if it's not healthy. I don't care if it's going to kill me. I need my energy drinks. I need my caffeine. That's the way I'm getting it.
When you said,
yeah, you know what? Go ahead, Jeff.
When you said Wawa, I was wondering if you tried those Jocko Discipline Go energy drinks that they sell there from Jocko stuff.
I've had them before, and I don't know. Like, his flavor just wasn't – it's good, but it's just – the flavor just wasn't for me, I feel like. I'm hooked on two energy drinks. I only drink two, Alani's and Reigns. That's it for me personally, but I'm weird.
So, yeah. So, Bobby, you know what? Actually, I agree with that. I guess it kind of depends on what you're hunting for that day. You know, I guess if you're going to be sitting around and it's going to be cold, you're going to want to stay warm, right? And then, I mean, like, you know, there's days I'm sure that, you know, you can agree where you know that you're going to be hunting pheasant, right? And you're going to be doing 5, 6, 7, 8, you know, 10 miles, right? And at that point, like, you don't really have to worry about sound or smells, right? So, like, for me, that'd be more of a time where I can kind of be more like a gentleman, right? I can bring a grill. I can maybe, you know, bring a grill. No, listen, it is what it is.
You're deer hunting, making hibachi. You're pheasant hunting with a fucking grill. I'm going to have to call you the Iron Chef of hunting pretty soon. Like,
the grill, man. There's no shame in it. Use the grill.
I'm not cooking while I'm deer hunting. Like, all that stuff's cold. Like, listen, I'm roughing it, brother. I'm roughing it. It's all cold.
I love it, man. That's great.
Flamboyees, man. I'm just squishing it up in the package, and I'm just eating it like a savage. But now,
I'm just picturing you pushing a grill through the cornfield, just like grilling and walking at the same time. He's like, yo, got to hit my macros and get my birds. So you just kill a bird, put it right on the grill. Like, that's just what I'm picturing right now.
Charcoal. You usually have like a central location, right, where your truck is at.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. I mean, like, why not bring a cooler and bring a grill? Speaking of it, man. My wife just got me a nice little Weber, you know, portable grill for that exact kind of hunting for Christmas.
I got that too. I use it for camping. I freaking love that thing, man. That's good stuff. Well, awesome, man. I think we got a pretty much of a good baseline of like something that you can do, you know. Obviously, beef jerky, protein bars, snacks that you can bring in, putting them in a Ziploc bag is a huge tip right there, because you don't want to make all this noise in the woods. Or if you do, then you don't have to worry about that. But some of us, you know, are whitetail hunting. We got to be as quiet as possible. So that's some really good stuff. I feel like, you know, depending on your goals and what you're doing, there's a couple tips that you can probably use to offset, you know, some of the damage that you could be doing, grabbing the donuts and sugary things that make you sluggish for your hunt right off in the morning. Make sure you're fueling your body good through that hunt.
Also, before any of us forgets, don't forget that you got to drink water, especially if you're going to be grabbing something from like a gas station, that's going to be way high in sodium, right? And it's going to make you thirsty. I know that nobody wants to pee while they're in a tree stand or, you know, in a blind. But you got to drink a little bit of water at some point.
Yeah, and that's why you bring multiple bottles of water. So those gallon guys, don't bring your whole gallon jug to drink the whole day while you're hunting, because you're going to need something to pee in later on. So you bring multiple bottles of water. That way you have multiple resources to use whenever you do have to pee.
Absolutely. I do that, and that's a pro tip. My wife always asks, why are you bringing an empty water bottle? Psh, wouldn't you like to know? Always got to have one on standby. That's good stuff, guys. I think we really hit this one home, and I hope some of our listeners here can really take some advice. And if they do have more specific questions, you know, like we always say, shoot us a DM on Instagram, Hunt Lift Eat Official, or the Hunt Lift Eat podcast page, or you can just reach out to one of us here and, you know, more direct questions of what your goals are and what you're trying to accomplish out in that field. Because like I said, everyone's goals could be different. You know, like Chad was saying, my goals could be different than Frank's. You know, our weight's different, so I'm not going to eat 3 protein bars in the morning. You know, it's everyone is a little bit different here, but that kind of gives you a general idea of things that you can do on your way. But that's awesome, guys. I really appreciate it. I think our listeners did good here. As always, we appreciate the hell out of you listeners. Go ahead and follow us at Hunt Lift Eat Official and our podcast page at the Hunt Lift Eat Podcast. We'll catch you on the next one.